House will try again Wednesday. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, after failing to elect a speaker in three rounds of voting Tuesday.
A foreboding start for a GOP majority, which promised big things in the midterms. The House voted all afternoon. Kevin McCarthy lacks the votes to become speaker. There were only five GOP members officially opposed to McCarthy. A coalition of 19 Republicans initially opposed McCarthy. It's now 20. McCarthy opponents coalesced around Ohio's Jim Jordan. Fox was told it may take days to settle this dispute, and the sides are digging in.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. Texas Congressman Chip Roy is one of the now 20 Republicans who voted against Kevin McCarthy's speaker bid, explaining,
"Do you think Congress is doing a good job? The answer is no. So why would we embrace the status quo?"
The House can conduct no other business until a speaker is chosen. Parts of the South bracing for possible severe weather overnight.
Best chance would be a couple of tornadoes, probably somewhere in Alabama during the overnight hour. So, you know, there's always the possibility of damages or a bad outcome if that occurs. So we're going to keep a close eye on that tonight.
National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Thompson, a system known as an atmospheric river, is approaching the northern California coastline, expected to bring high winds and potentially several inches of rain Wednesday and Thursday. A Delta Airlines jet has slid off an icy taxiway at the airport in Minneapolis. The passengers, okay. Apparently no accident. That car that plunged off the Pacific Coast Highway in Northern California on Monday. Highway Patrol now believes the driver steered off the cliff intentionally. He's likely to be charged with attempted murder and child abuse. All four people in the car, thought to be members of his own family, survived the 250-foot plunge. Wall Street begins 2023 lower, the Dow off 10 points, NASDAQ down 79, the S&P 500 closing 15 points slower. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Brian Koberger, the man suspected in the murders of four University of Idaho students, appeared before a Pennsylvania judge Tuesday for an extradition hearing.
This was the first time we saw that suspect in the Idaho murders here in court in Pennsylvania. Although police say they have quite a lot of evidence against him, he remains confident that he's going to be exonerated. Now the 28-year-old would be brought back to Idaho by authorities. There he faces four counts of first-degree murder for stabbing four University of Idaho students to death back in November. Sources telling Fox News detectives matched DNA found at the crime scene with DNA that one of Koberger's immediate relatives submitted to a genealogy website.
Fox's Alexis McAdams, a judge in Idaho, has ordered all sides in the case, including the police department, not to discuss it publicly. Missouri has carried out the first execution of the year, giving a lethal injection to Amber McLaughlin for stalking and stabbing a former girlfriend to death nearly 20 years ago. Known as Scott, at the time of the murder and conviction, McLaughlin had transitioned in prison and becomes the first transgender inmate to be executed in the U.S. She used her final statement to offer an apology for the crime. NASA is mourning the death of the last astronaut from the first successful Apollo mission.
Walter Cunningham has died. He was one of three astronauts aboard the 1968 Apollo 7 mission, an 11-day space flight that beamed live television broadcasts as they orbited Earth, paving the way for the moon landing less than a year later. Cunningham was the lunar module pilot on the space flight, which launched from Cape Kennedy, Florida on October 11th and splashed down in the Atlantic Ocean south of Bermuda. Walter Cunningham was born in Creston, Iowa, and attended high school in California before enlisting with the Navy in 1951 and serving as a Marine Corps pilot in Korea, according to NASA. He later worked as a scientist for the RAND Corporation before joining NASA. Walter Cunningham was 90. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.